Hello and welcome to Daily Inspirations once again. Thank you for calling in. I hope that you are being encouraged in the Lord and faithfully seeking Him and reading His Word. For He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Let's look at what the Lord has for us today. I'll read a few verses in Isaiah 66. Thus says the Lord, Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me, and where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has made, and all these things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. This is what the Lord looks upon. This is what he gives attention to. On him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at his word. Hebrews 4:12 says, For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. So we have the Word of God, living and powerful, and something that can discern the thoughts and intents of our heart. And it opens us up and it reveals us. It reveals where we stand before God. This should cause us to tremble. And there is no creature hidden from his sight. And there is nothing hidden before him. Everything is open and exposed before his eyes, to whom we must give account. This should cause us to tremble sometime. But these verses here are followed immediately by words of comfort. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We have, as a high priest, Jesus, the Son of God. He's a high priest forever. He always lives to make intercession. He lives eternally to intercede for us. He's a holy high priest, and he does not need to offer up sacrifice daily as the high priest did of old. But he offered up himself once for all. And now he lives to intercede for us so that we may come boldly to the throne of grace. Perhaps you're going through a time of struggle. Or perhaps you have issues in your life or issues that you're facing. And the Word of God can cause us to tremble as it reveals to us our condition. But we have a great and holy High Priest who can sympathize with our weaknesses. Because he was tempted in all points, as we are, yet without sin. But he knows, and he understands, and he cares. He has promised to help us and to be with us if we humble ourselves. And yet, the word also instructs us here that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, not with fear that he won't care or he won't understand or that he will reject us. But if we humble ourselves, we can come boldly in full assurance that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in those times of need. So I pray that you may be encouraged, and also I want to encourage you to seek God in his word and also in prayer. May God bless you. Have a wonderful day.